Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone, we thought we'd give you a wee taste of our book club podcast because they're some of our favourite conversations to have and we feel like you're missing out if you aren't part of our book club. So, in saying that, if you want to head to the show notes and join Shit You Should Read About, we have a little discount code for you. Enjoy!
Hi, bookies.
Bookies.
Last book of 2023. How do we feel?
I feel kind of emosh.
I feel emosh because we've just had those gorgeous catch-ups with all of you.
I know. Now I can picture you.
I know.
It's like we're still doing it. And you're like, the Hollywood screen of squares is still here.
It was so cute. So maybe we should start off by saying thank you to everyone that came to those because... why were they so cute and wholesome?
I know. And honestly, it was really funny because beforehand, Lucy and I were like, will anyone turn up? And like, what if we run out of things to say?
And then
when has that ever happened?
Thankfully, thankfully we're well-versed in making chat. But also, thankfully, a bunch of you spoke back to us and actually gave us people to talk to and hang out with. It was really cute. I feel like we're ending this year on a bang with the bookies.
Totally. And one thing that I loved the most was like people being like, are you from here? I live here. Or like, I'm moving there. Does anyone know? Really cute. It would bring me so much joy to know that there were like sub bookie communities going on out there.
Like having real life catch ups, bringing your books to a coffee shop and being like, let's chat.
Let's Phoenix together. Ugh. Or like, I don't have capacity to talk to anyone, but let's just read.
Yes. Yes.
J'adore.
Love it all. We're also ending it on a bang because our final book for the year was like a sneaky, sneaky success in terms of I loved it and I didn't think I was going to.
Yeah. I know. I fucking love this book so much. It bowled me over. Mm-hmm. And I love that you loved it too because you're right. It's like a little bit off
beat for me.
Yeah.
I think it was your energy for the book that helped me love it. You know, when you sometimes you need someone to tell you what to like.
Yeah,
and sometimes
okay.
I like, and this is bad because obviously you're meant to make your own opinions about things, but sometimes I like to hear that it means a lot to someone else or it's like funny to them or the writing style is really cool for them to make me interested in it because there's so much to choose from that I'm like, okay, tell me why I should be interested and then I'm going to love it. But then
I feel like the bookies did that to me for Fourth Wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. This book, okay, so it's I'm a Fan, Everyone, by Sheena Patel. And essentially, it's this really small book and the chapters are like, some of them are a quarter of a bloody page.
Yeah.
So the format really worked for me.
I knew it would. And it was funny because this format is something that Luce and I have been talking a lot about with our own book. And sorry not to like center ourselves in this narrative here and bring up the fucking band again. But I loved it. It's like a page turner and it was almost designed again for an internet reading audience.
Yes.
And
in more ways than one.
Let me tell you, let's dive in.
Yeah.
But loved that. Loved the form and like the kind of bravery and conviction of a writer to be like, I don't need 27 pages to tell you what happened.
Yes.
I'm going to tell it to you in half and it's going to be just as good, but it's going to like bite you in the teeth.
Did you see what she had, Belle and I have been reading, I think, similar interviews with this author. And as soon as you said not to make this about our book, I was like, oh, I've actually written here not to make this about our book, but Sheena said, I had a grand idea of breaking the structure of the novel. I wasn't coming to the publishing industry from the inside. I wasn't coming to writing trained in any way, though I am an avid reader. I figured the only way I can do this is to break it.
Yeah.
And I was like, bestie, like, I haven't been trained in writing at all. Like, this, we're not from the publishing world. Yeah. Well, actually, you've published a poetry book before. But I was like, I feel so seen by that, yes. by her being like, the only way I can do this is to not do it how it's always been done, because I don't know how it's always been done.
But isn't that like, not to be Airbnb stretch canvas motivational quote on you, but like, isn't that just an amazing spirit to take to anything? It's like, I didn't know how to do it, so my only way was to break it and do it my own way. I mean, I feel like you of all people completely champion that. So I read that and I loved that, and then I loved thinking about that as a wider concept
yeah,
for life.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Did you see the context for how this book came to be?
Yes, I thought this was amazing, especially because I'd also, spoiler alert, watched The Morning Show,
yes.
the final season.
Yes.
But it came from watching the January 6th United States Capitol attack. And she talks about watching it and talking about love and hate and destruction all becoming intertwined and thinking, this is what it's like to be infatuated with someone who's emotionally unavailable.
Which is really crazy, because when you're reading the book, apart from really tiny moments, you don't really see how something, unless you're looking at it from like a real zoomed out level, how Jan 6th, it's not like a book about the Capitol insurrection. Like, you know.
There's nothing really in there about it.
No, it's like that idea is what formed this book, which is about being obsessed with people and online people and real life people. And people that you may not even meet. It's just so interesting that the idea strayed so much from the final project.
Yeah.
But as soon as she talks about it, it's quite fascinating, because you're like,
totally. Oh. And then she also talks about like the idea for the book, which if you haven't read it, the general gist is you have a narrator, we never find out her name, and she's obsessed with this married man who's having lots of affairs, and she's obsessed with him and one of his lovers, and goes to this sort of like extreme inordinate lengths to sort of express that and figure that out. And Sheena Patel talks about being single during the pandemic and feeling really bitter about being single, and that just feeling like a really ugly emotion to wrestle with. And like, I really, really love that as something to explore, because I feel like so much of the dialogue about women being single is like, love yourself, fill up your life, be okay, la 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 la, like you're a train and you'll get to the station one day. And it's like, no, sometimes it's dark and yeah. icky and hard, the same way being in a relationship is, but you don't see this sort of yeah. storytelling.
Like the bitterness of like, oh, well.
Just fuck you.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I love.
That's so interesting. I think she has done such a brilliant way of writing something that is like nothing that we've ever read before.
Yeah.
Like very, so of its time.
Yeah.
This is the most, I was saying to Belle, this is the most zeitgeisty book I have ever read. And I think it's because we're reading it like in the zeitgeist, like we're reading it while the memes and the things she references are still relevant.
Yes.
I thought I would read out some of my favourite titles.
Please.
So that we could all like sort of understand the zeitgeistiness. Well, first of all, she used just the term FR, 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 which means for real, for real, for real, for real. Like something that you only use online heaps. Like, oh my God, yeah, be fucking for real. Like, when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, did you like write this yesterday? You're so current. And another line before I get to the titles was, the man I want is daddy in his working life, which he populates with men, and baby in his intimate relationships with women. And we are so seeing like daddy's kind of done now, but like baby girl, like calling fucking Kendall Roy from Succession baby girl and like shit like that. I don't know. I was just like, this is so zeitgeisty. It's crazy, but I love it.
And it's, but what's so cool about it, it's not zeitgeisty like using something that's trending right now that will completely date in like a month's
time.
Tube
girl.
Yeah.
Not even trending anymore, but.
Yeah. So it doesn't date in that respect. It's yeah. like the form and some of the languages yes. of the zeitgeist, but it's not talking about really specific yes. cultural moments that will be kind
will
of cringe
date,
to look back on.
Which is so smart. So some of the titles, some of my favorite titles are, I might look innocent, but I screenshot a lot. I like the world in my head where I can rehearse. Simp. First of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, yeah, that's sexy. I can fix him. You're on your own, kid. That's a Taylor Swift song title. If I was a worm, would you still love me? Something that it's a meme that I love and, well, I loved at the time. I text to my family just to see what they would do. Love that for you and for the plot. Like, these are all just such brilliant, like you said, zeitgeisty enough that you can tell that she's current, she's online, she understands what's what, but not to the point where it's cringe.
Yeah. Yes. And she also talks about, like, how can you translate the concept of a meme and the, like, the humor at the sharpness of a meme into a written prose? And that's what that totally
that's
is. Because we were talking about this on the way. God, we just sound like we are hanging out all the time, which we are.
Which we are. And we try not to talk about this
offline,
but we accidentally do.
Which is that even if you don't know the worm meme, that's still a really good title. And that's what I thought was, like, so endearing about this
book. Yes, I agree.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
On the meme thing, just before we move along, is there's a really brilliant interview with the author of My Year of Rest and Relaxation, and it's sort of those two in conversation, and she asks, do you think there is a correlation between the language and structure of memes and poetry? And this, when I read this, I was like, this is me and Belle. I was like, I love memes and Belle is a poet. And I'd never thought about the idea that in any world there could be a correlation between memes and poetry. And then this is what Sheena said. What an interesting thought. Memes are irreverent. They use the structure of the joke to penetrate to the truth, like clowning. Poetry is an earnest place, but perhaps there is a correlation between them both. They both try to engage an audience or reader in a minute slice, and they're both consumed on the internet. Poetry, strange thing to think, this is not in the quote, poetry is something to be thought of as consumed on the internet, because obviously it is, Rupi Kaur of it all.
Mm.
But in my head, it still seems like something you want to pick up a very small book. And anyway, that's maybe outdated. Poetry is where we go when we need solace, and that's true of memes too. They are something I heavily leaned on in dark times, both personally and in the face of political corruption and moral decay. It's what Siska does. The gallows humour is something that gets me through the day, and poetry functions that way too. A crazy unlock. A crazy thing to consider. I was literally like, that's fucking me and Belle, and I've never thought about the way that both poetry and memes are doing, like, the job of saying a lot with a little.
Yes, social commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. It's funny that you said that about poetry online and in print. I read a headline today that said poetry's had one of its best-selling years ever, and I think Rupi Kaur, that sort of movement, has had a lot to do with that. But it's so true, right? And I love where poetry's going at the moment, which is, well, the stuff that I read, away from, like, where out thou, I need an MBA just to fucking understand this, which, no shade on people who write like that, I just never could, and it sometimes makes me feel unintelligent. And I just... that's why this book is so good. It's like a fusion of all of this really interesting shit. And that's what we love to do in our personal work. So to see this book out in the world that was doing it too was just amazing. And she talks about race in this really, like, gritty, confronting, like, effortless but gnarly way that you can't avoid, which I haven't seen being written like that yet.
Yes. And it's also not like, okay, and now here's where I'm going to talk about the political stuff. It's like, no, it's woven into her obsessions. It's woven into her life. It's woven into the conversation she had. It's you're right. It's so well done.
Yeah. I love other things we loved.
Yeah.
It was like just a gorgeous, crushing session. But there's sort of like internal monologue she does about her fantasies. And I was thinking a lot about, like, when you spend a lot of time alone, you fantasize a lot. And I was thinking about how she wrote this book in lockdown, and obviously that was like daydreaming just became like one of the only things you could do to keep sane. So I really loved the sections like you mentioned before. I like the world in my head where I can rehearse. And she's going through these like various like dream scenarios where this man is watching her and she's glamorous and happy and she's sexy and like whatever. And it's just like she really taps into our like thirst for being desired and how online has completely exacerbated that to this crazy sort of measurable degree where you're like, how many people desire me? Mm. And we've got into this stage now with romance and friendships and connections that like people are very able to use their communication style as a manipulative tool. Like everyone's online all the time. So if you don't text me back for 5 days, it's either a power play or something massive's happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And so I think she untaps that in a really interesting way. That's not like you didn't text me back, you hate me. But you see this sort of like power struggle between everyone and how their real life sort of starts to melt into their online presence and all the lies. It's so much to unpack.
If you want to hear more of our conversations about the books we're reading in our book club, you can come and join Shit You Should Read About, which is the very apt name for our book club, where we give you access to our group chats, our full podcast episodes, our weekly prompts, our roundups. It's just the cutest community on the internet. And even better, if you click the link in the show notes, you can get a discount to become a Cisco supporter and join the book club. So see you there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.